From there, they went into the bar part of the trading post and walked up to the counter. In this case, it was several rough-hewn boards atop empty beer barrels. Smith flicked his eyes to Jim, and they narrowed in recognition.
Hey, howdy, boys. What might your poison be today?
Beer, for both of us.
Both Smoke and Jim inspected the heavily armed men sitting at two pulled-together tables near a dirty window at the front of the bar room.
There you go, boys.
And been up here in a long time. Forgot how purty this country is, how chilly the nights get.
Oh, it do get airish at times. I got fresh venison stew on the stove, and my squaw just baked some bread.
Sounds good. Jim?
I could do with the taste. Them cold fish we had for breakfast didn't nearabouts fill me up.
Smoke and Jim took their beers to a table across the room from the arsonists.
You know, I think they might find us awful suspicious if we start whispering real obvious.
I think that's a good idea. They might think we're talking about them.
Hey! What are you two a-whispering about over there?
Smoke looked at the outlaw just as the stew and bread was being placed on the table.
None of your damn business.
None of my...
Let it alone, sonny. They ain't worth our time.
I ain't so sure about that. I seen that face afore.
That's Murtaugh and Sonny, Jim. Watch your step. They're all baddens.
Oh, and now the damn bar keeps whispering.
Hey, it's my goddamn store, lunkhead. I'll whisper anytime I take a notion to.
Who you calling a lunkhead, you old goat?
You big mouth son of a bitch.
Smith reached behind the bar and came around with a sawed-off shotgun in his hand.
Now then, shit for brains. You got anything else you like to say to me?
I reckon not.
Good. That's just dandy. Use your mouth to eat and drink, and stop flapping that thing at me.
With a scowl on his ugly face, Sonny turned away, but not before giving Smoke another dirty look. The stew smelled good and tasted even better. The bread was lavishly buttered, and Smoke and Jim fell to eating.
Hey, bring us some of that stew.
Dollar a bowl, boys.
A dollar a bowl. Hell, man, that's plumb unreasonable.
Then go hungry.
Hey! I'll take another bowl. This is fine eating.
Better see the color of his money before you dish up any more grub to him. He don't look like he's very flush to me.
Oh, you worry about your own self, Murtaugh. I got money, and I earned it decent.
You saying I ain't decent?
You said that, not me. Now hush up, I'm trying to eat.
Maybe you think you're hoss enough to shut me up?
Well, just as soon as I finish eating, mister.
Anybody busts up furniture, they pay for it.
They started this war of words. All we did was come in for a drink and some food.
That's right. Sad state of affairs when a man can't even eat without having to listen to all sorts of jibber-jabber from lunkheads.
Now, I ain't putting up with no saddle bum calling me a lunkhead. Now, I better hear some apologies coming out of that mouth of yours, cowboy.
Jim grinned up at him. His right hand was holding a spoon, but his left hand was out of sight.
Hang on. Yeah. Now, let's see what I can do. There's your apology, Big Mouth. Catch it and carry it back across the room with you.
That's it.
Jim anticipated the punch and ducked it, coming out of the chair ready to fight. Murtaugh bent over to hold his stomach, and Jim took the opportunity to grab the man by his hair. He slammed Murtaugh's head down onto the table.
Oh, now look! You spilled my stew! You boys best look after him. He can't seem to take care of himself at all.
Sonny looked around. Smith was holding the greener, hammer's back, pointed at him.
Oh, and Smith, get the money for my stew from Murtaugh. It was his head that spilt it.
I'll be damned!
Jim picked up his chair. Murtaugh hit the floor on his back and didn't move. His face was bloody, and several teeth had departed his mouth to take up residence on the floor.
That does it! Smith, you gonna take a side in this?
Smoke stood up, brushing back his coat, exposing his .44s.
Stay out of it, Smith. We're deputy sheriffs from down Barlow way. These men are wanted for arson and destruction of livestock. Any damage to your place will be taken care of.
Yeah, that's fair. I knew Jim and you looked familiar to me. Who you be, mister?
Smoke Jensen.
Sonny suddenly looked sick, and so did the other four with him.
Holy shit.
We ain't done nothing to nobody, and we ain't destroyed no livestock.
One of Murtaugh's buddies jerked iron. Smith was already on it. But that started it. When the dust and bird droppings from the ceiling and all the gun smoke began to clear the room, three arsonists were dead, one was not long for this world, and Murtaugh was again trying to sit up, blood from a broken nose streaming down his chin. Sonny was leaning up against the wall, his shoulder pouring blood.
Woo-hoo! That was invigorating. Things is getting plumb boring around here. Them no goods really burned some folks out.
Five families, all good people. I suspect Big Max Huggins paid them to do it.
I'll talk. It was Big Max who paid us to do it. I'll testify in court.
They all turned to see Murtaugh holding the smoking gun.
What did I tell you about talking, you goddamn...
Smoke put a solid kick to Murtaugh's head.
Damn it! That Murtaugh just can't stay down.
Give me some money for the window and mirror from these deceased fellers' pockets, and then you give whatever else...